Welcome to the Lost Dot Podcast and the first edition of the Accursed Race, supported by our race partners, Albion, Tailfin, Komoot, Peak Design, Quirk Cycles, and POC. Day 9 at the Accursed, and a number of riders are expected to arrive at the finish line in Škoda over the next few hours, including our fastest woman and the leading pair. But before that, late yesterday evening, race reporter Tom Probert spoke to Lisa Brueckelmans, the rider furthest back on the course. She's currently riding on to control point 2, despite having missed the general classification cutoff time for control point 1 a couple of days ago.
Shake me so much, you know, because I did last year I did the Atlantic Mountain Race, and I kept going, and everybody was home, and I didn't really care so much about the finishing party. I cared a lot about finishing. And now I thought that it would be this, like, or beforehand I thought that it would be the same, like, okay, if you miss the checkpoints you can still be a finisher. But I took it way harder than I thought. I guess the general classification is important, more important to me than I thought, but yeah, it is what it is, you know. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy with what I did the last 2 days, so after missing the checkpoint I really felt super bad. I really was in a self-pity, super deep self-pity hole, and like, what's the point? And then I got myself out of it somehow. And then yesterday in the evening I just bribed myself into like, oh yeah, I can still go over the border. It's like 20k, and then a 700 meter of climbing. Yeah, rough calculation, totally doable. Took also 2 hours longer than expected. But yeah, not so bad.
Good morning. Last night we had an absolutely spectacular thunderstorm here in Škoda. There was lightning flashing across the sky and thunder coming in like successive huge booms. It was really quite awe-inspiring and in some ways quite terrifying. The riders who are still out on the course probably had to face a lot of that, and those who had to would have hopefully been able to find shelter. Two of them that we know found shelter in a petrol station are Veronica Zalas, who is the fastest woman in the race, and David Sanchez. They've been around each other for the past couple of days, and now they're on the sort of latter part of the course and only possibly a few hours from reaching us here in the finish line. We're all really excited to see Veronica in particular. She's battled through everything, as is every rider on the course, but Veronica in particular has really inspired us. She'll be the first person, hopefully, to finish here on a drop bar bike, so that'll be an incredible achievement without any front suspension. And she's also just battled through a lot of sleep deprivation, a couple of crashes, so she truly deserves to get here later on today.
Around 200 kilometers away, the team in Control Car 1 also encountered storms, this time while shooting riders early in the morning.
We're on the off-road section just beyond Kukes, and huge thunderstorms just rolled in just out of nowhere. Myself and Sam were on the hillside waiting to shoot Lisa Brueckelmans coming through, and we just saw this storm coming closer and closer and closer. We saw the rain hitting the far side of the valley, and it looked really, really heavy. So we had to evacuate, and then we found Lisa taking shelter in a small cafe that we'd just driven past about 10 minutes earlier. So we thought she might be there taking shelter, and sure enough, we saw her bike outside.
Later, under more settled Albanian skies, Tom and the team catch up with India Landi and Ollie Radford, caps 43A and B.
How are you guys, all right?
We're okay, we're glad we finally made it here. That was the longest stage. It took an eternity.
Tough going?
Really tough going. We just kept thinking, oh, it looks quite nice from now, looking at the elevation profile. No. It was not nice.
How come? What was it, the surface?
Yeah, just really quite rocky, both up and down. And then when, I don't know, you think you got to the top and then you hadn't. I like to carry a lot of food. But Ollie eats about a third, maybe even less than that, of what I do.
Honestly, I cannot believe the amount of food that she eats. It's insane.
Yeah, and so if Ollie's gone to do a food shop, maybe by the end of the day we do not have enough food for both of us at all, and then I'm fading and a bit unhappy.
So this is why Ollie's planning in like 3 food stops. Yeah, has that always been the case, like, or is this just specific to this race that you started going crazy with the fueling?
No, I found I always really, really need food. For years I underfueled massively, and then when I started to eat well, so in races I'd done when I wasn't fueling properly, I think my body had become really adapted to not taking on much food at all, and so it was just kind of fine because that was my natural state. But since eating properly, I cannot do anything without being 100% optimal for food. It just, like, as soon as I don't have enough, I just feel complete, like, so tired, and just my speed drops immensely.
Well, it's probably better that way around than under fueling.
Yeah, definitely. But it means I spend a lot of money on food.
I'm just looking at all these socks here. They're beautiful. How do you describe them?
They're very colourful. They've got lots of flowers and stuff like that on them.
They're giving you some motivation.
Pure morale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Checkpoint 2, put on some fresh pair of socks, and they'll get me through to the finish.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the socks. It's all about the socks.
It's your special move. The special pair of socks to leave in reserve for CP2.
Yeah, lucky socks. Yeah, yeah.
Back in Škoda, and David Sanchez becomes the fifth rider to complete the first edition of the Accursed Race.
You've rolled in like you've just come off a group ride. You look so casual.
Oh, yeah, I just went for a ride and came back. Easy, no? There's no second loop?
Thankfully not.
No.
Is that disappointing?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well done, David. David, you finished fifth on the Accursed Race. How does it feel?
It feels good, even though I wasn't in a race mindset. So it's cool. Like, just the cherry on top of the cake. Mm-hmm. The cake was having fun, and it's done.
Yeah, and was it a good cake?
Yeah, it was a really good cake, yeah. Yeah. Like, hard but rewarding. Yeah. I think it's the first event where I had so much fun riding, and really appreciate the daytime, the trails. So, yeah, all good, perfect.
Perfect. That's what you want. The last 24 hours have been quite a challenge. I know you got caught in a thunderstorm.
Yeah, it was a mess. Like, my plan was to sleep a few hours and to carry on during the night. And when I woke up, Veronica just arrived where I was bathing. She was behind me. So I get ready, I went away, and like there was thunders everywhere, and I was so scared, like lightning was a few kilometers from me. So I went back to the BV spot where Veronica was getting set up to sleep. So we sleep a few more hours, and then we left our port, and we meet again at the end of the valley, and it was pouring rain. It was light storms everywhere, rocks falling from the mountain.
Flood. That's just this morning, huh?
Yeah, this was this morning.
Are you quite pleased with just like how you feel, like you raced and rode?
Yeah, totally. Like everything went smooth. Mm-hmm. I didn't make big mistakes. I had fun. I slept. I ate a lot. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I discovered new places, beautiful places. So, yeah, just perfect.
Shortly after, Veronica Salas, cap number 8, rolls into Škoda 2. She is the fastest woman and arrives at the finish line in 6th position overall. Veronica completed the 1,600-kilometre route in 8 days, 6 hours and 22 minutes.
You've overcome so many challenges this like last 7 days or so. What was it that was pushing you through to the finish line?
I just wanted to sit down and like have a beer. And just like get it done.
And yeah, it was just nice, like it was great, but I didn't know if I could be more days like out there. So it was nice to come back.
And you finished sixth overall, first woman in the race. Like how does that feel to finish so high up in the overall leaderboard?
Yeah, good. I think mostly like feels good to finish like earlier than I thought, because I didn't think I could finish within the time limit. So it was really motivating to see like, okay, I can do it like way faster than I thought. But I was not really like racing. It was more like people who were nearby, they were motivating me to push. But it was more about just completing it, because I had a lot of low moments that I wanted to quit. So
you're also the first person to finish on a drop bar bike, so congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you. I elevated my drop bar skills. I learned how to mountain bike along the way. yeah, it was a great route, beautiful. I loved all of it. Like, I have to process now because it's just like too many pictures in my head.
Right, Hannah, we've had our first woman in the race, Veronica Salas, finish. What was it like seeing her come across the line?
Oh, just, you know, it's such a good feeling here, and so happy to see her finish and in such a strong position as well, because, you know, she's had her troubles throughout the race, and when she started having knee troubles halfway round, I think all of us were a bit worried for her, and really, not that we have favourites on the race, but really wanted to see her finish, because she's just been so strong and steadfast throughout the race, and yeah, she's just such a badass, and just really happy to see her get such a strong result, not just as the first woman, but coming in sixth overall. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, just so inspiring.
Another rider arrives in Shodder, but they seem to be missing something or someone.
Okay, cup number is 42. My name is Lajos Kers from Hungary, and I race with a pair with Peter Ola. He's on track, but today morning I had to scratch because I am not feeling good. And in the last 2 days, yeah, it was tough and hard with this gravel bike, with the rigid fork, and I decided, okay, I had to scratch it, and that's all.
Was that a hard decision?
No. No, because I'm happy to be here, so, and part of to be part of this bikepacking community.
What were those last couple days of racing like for you?
I reached several times my mental and physical limits on the track, so yeah, I crashed 2 times, and after that I told Peter, okay, because Peter with the mountain bike, so it's more easier in the downhills, but yeah, I don't want to waste time, and today morning we made the decision. He's following the track and trying to reach the finisher party, so yeah, it was not an easy, but not as a hard decision.
How's Peter?
I called him 2 minutes ago. His shape is good. He's on track. I think he will reach the final party. So,
the next rider across the finish line and taking seventh position is Chris Riesman, Cap 21.
That sounded like your soul left you as you came in.
Soul left me like a few hours ago in the mountain. I don't know what's more likely to break, me or the bike.
Well, both of you are here.
I guess me. Mm. The bike is awesome. I am not. It was so tough. I really didn't thought it can be so tough. Today, really, I don't know whether you know this part from the way back in the lake in Kuman. Right over to the mountains. Mm-hmm. I was about to call the helicopter. I really thought this cannot be. I was looking at my head unit. I was like, I'm wrong. Why do I have my bike on my back? Why is there like 200 meters of I don't know what, and why am I about to fall? I was like, okay, where's my telephone? I have to call the helicopter. Somebody has to pick me up.
You finished seventh though.
Seventh is nice. Seventh is not bad. Not bad at all. Oh my ass. Oh my god. I'm really lucky now that people usually cannot see how their ass is looking like. Because it's probably a real strange look.
Next into Shudder to become the Accursed Race's first winning pair is French duo Julien Gravot and Simon Tillil, caps 40A under B. Having led the pair's race since day one, they reach home in a time of 8 days, 10 hours and 3 minutes.
Les Castors!
Bonsoir!
Bonsoir!
Hello!
Bonsoir! How are you? You, how are you? Julien Gravot and
Simon Tillil. 40A and 40B.
Yes, that's it. Correct.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
No,
I'm
it's alright. Well, thanks for everything. Take
Thank
care,
you.
Little doorbell. We love you.
I want to ask you a couple questions.
Yes.
You have captured the imagination of so many people and brought so much warmth and humor to this race. What do you think makes you guys such a good pair, do you think?
We just came for the fun, really. And yeah, I don't know, it's sometimes we signed to be here, and of course we go through some like weird situation and hard ones, but just making them look fun is something important for us, I think. And after all, it's just a game, and so we came here to play, and we did so.
Are you proud of how you guys raced then?
Yeah, a lot. Actually, yeah. A lot, because we had an experience last year on a shorter distance.
The same, yeah.
Same spirit, a lot of hike a bike, yeah. And very difficult too, but way shorter, like 4 days. And we did well, but there were like a lot of ways of improvement.
And we spent a bit of time training for this one, and actually speaking a lot about how to do it. And we stick to the plan of we need to sleep a bit, because we are not like those fast guy who manage that, and I admire it, but I can't do it.
We are little so. Office guys, you know, so we need our sleep.
Yeah, we need to sleep a bit. So yeah, no, it's fine. It's really cool.
Yeah, we loved planning it, talking about it, and then being in the race, comparing the reality to the theory was very interesting. We learned so many stuff again this year. So yeah, maybe we'll just try another one together and try to be better again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think you guys have learned then? Last question.
A lot. I think a lot.
We should be faster. Yeah. but the organization, and how to make the fact of being two an advantage.
It was cool at the end, because we did it like without saying, we were splitting like at the end of a stop sign, and we were like meeting again like 10 minutes later, Julien with two enormous bags of food.
Almost telepathically.
Yeah, and me with...
I don't have phone anymore, so yeah, telepathy was mandatory now.
This is a beaver skills. Only beavers got. Yeah.
It's the tail.
Evening in Shudder. And with darkness just an hour or so away, Lutz Wellensiek arrives at the finish to take 8th place at the Accursed.
Well done, Lutz. A great ride, yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing.
You have a good time?
Yeah, really good time. It was amazing, just incredible.
What made it so amazing?
Everything. I was expecting to maybe do it in 11, or even not doing it at all, and I've done it in under 9 days. So... just went fabulous. Sure, I had my up and downs, but overall it was just perfect.
Because you were saying that your dad just said to you, like, just go ahead and give it a try. Are you glad that you did that then?
Yeah, I'm really glad. It was amazing. I had such a great time. It was such a good adventure.
Brilliant.
It really was good.
Yeah. Is this the first of many ultra distance races, you think?
Maybe, yeah. It was my first, but I hope it's not my last. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Would you do that? Would you bring 5 kilos of pasta again?
Maybe not 5, but 2.5. So 1 pack, definitely. It was very good. The first 4 days, I didn't have to worry about food at all. And I think it made it for me very a lot easier to get into it, because I wasn't used to all the other stuff, so I can get more used to the riding all day and not worrying about food because I had enough food. I think it was a good solution for a beginner.
All right, good evening, everybody. We're back. We're all back together.
Yes, all two of us.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
The team, yeah, it's nice to be back. It's weird to be back here in Škoda after all that time. You've got used to it now, but I've just arrived like a couple of hours ago. Yeah, very strange to be back where it all began, having gone through such a weird experience out on the road.
Yeah, we've gone through it, but I imagine the riders have had just so much more of a transformational experience.
Yeah.
To come back here where everything's still the same, it's quite a jarring moment.
Yeah, we were just commenting on like all the market stall sellers here just going about their daily business, probably doing the same thing every day. They probably wouldn't have even have noticed a week passing by. And you think about all the experiences cumulatively that our riders have had, and it feels like almost like a year's worth of experiences packed into a week. It's quite a contrast, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. The race is by far from over yet, but we are seeing its twilight days. So Tom, do you just want to kind of describe what you guys have been seeing today?
We've kind of teleported ourselves to another part of the route there, because we found we could get across the country from the kind of eastern part of the route, around Kukës, and then we could kind of teleport ourselves across to the western part of the route. Very different conditions across the country.
Today at the finish line, we've started to reach that really nice point in a race where we have kind of a critical mass, where there's enough people that it feels like it's a welcome party, but it's not so busy that it's absolutely rammed yet, and it feels like the actual finish. So we still feel like we're waiting for people to arrive. And today we have welcomed back Veronica Zalas, who has put on an absolute blinder of a performance. She's also the first person to arrive back at the finish on a drop bar bike.
Yeah, it was great to see the Beavers come in
to give a speech.
On great form as always, and there was almost like a full welcoming party for them. And it was a sense of occasion, and of course they're winners, so you know, much deserved. They've absolutely smashed the pairs race apart, like
and done incredibly well overall.
It's been a brilliant day at the Accursed Race, with a growing group of riders now back in Škoda, resting up and sharing stories from the mountains. But there are others still out on the course who are now in a mental and physical battle to make it home in time for the finishers party and that all-important cut-off point for a general classification finish. Join us for our next episode as the first Accursed Race enters its final stages. Remember, you can read Ross's daily race journals and find regular updates across all our social media channels. Thanks to our race partners, Albion, Tailfin, Komoot, Peak Design, Quirk Cycles, and POC. The Accursed.